SRN News, I'm John Scott. The world begins welcoming 2025 with light shows, embraces, and ice plunges.
Auckland in New Zealand became the first major city to celebrate as thousands thronged downtown or climbed the city's ring of volcanic peaks for a fireworks vantage point. A light display recognised indigenous people. Countries in the South Pacific Ocean are the first to ring in the new year, with midnight in New Zealand striking 18 hours before the ball drop in Times Square in New York. After New Zealand, fireworks blasted off the Sydney Harbour Bridge and across the bay. More than a million Australians and others gathered at the iconic Sydney Harbour for the celebration. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the top prosecutor for the nation's capital will resign just days before President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration next month.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, announced in a press release he will step down from the post 4 days before the former president is set to return to the White House. Graves joined D.C.'s U.S. Attorney's Office in 2007 and served in several roles before being sworn in as top prosecutor on November 5th of 2021. His tenure has largely been defined by the January 6th Capitol attack, which Attorney General Merrick Garland has said yielded, quote, one of the largest, most complex, and most resource-intensive investigations in the Justice Department's history. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Funeral services honoring former President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday at age 100, will be held in Georgia and Washington, D.C., beginning Saturday, January the 4th, and concluding Thursday, January 9th. The schedule includes a service at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta, public viewings in Atlanta and Washington, a service at the U.S. Capitol, a national funeral at Washington National Cathedral, and a private service, an interment in Plains, Georgia. On Wall Street, the stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 34 points, the NASDAQ is off 120. This is SRN News. 2024 was the year that the UMC finally made a decision.
Leaders of the denomination had been embracing gay marriage and homosexual ordination for years, but they finally decided to change the rule book. In the spring, delegates to the UMC General Conference voted to amend the Book of Discipline to allow same-sex marriages in the churches, finalizing a schism that had been going on publicly for some time. Hundreds of churches and thousands of individuals have quit the UMC over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria's civil war left one of the world's oldest synagogues partially destroyed. Now Syria's handful of remaining Jews are making pilgrimages to the building in a Damascus suburb where people from throughout the region once came to pray. Syria used to have one of the world's largest Jewish communities, but in past decades, their numbers dropped to just 9 in the capital. The Jabar Synagogue dates back nearly 3,000 years. This is SRN News. The head of a South Korean budget airline pledges to help the families of victims from Sunday's crash that killed 179 people.
오늘부터 장례 절차가 시작이
Kim Ebe made his comments at a Tuesday news conference, going on to say his company will reduce flight operations by 10 to 15% through March and add maintenance workers to improve safety in order to restore Jeju's damaged reputation. Separately, South Korean authorities are also conducting safety inspections on all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. A second similar aircraft returned to Seoul's International Airport Monday shortly after takeoff when a pilot detected a landing gear issue. George Williams reporting.
Zimbabwe abolishing the death penalty, a widely expected move in a country that last carried out the punishment nearly 2 decades ago. Zimbabwe has about 60 prisoners on death row, and the new law will spare them. More details at SRNnews.com.